I'm delighted now to be joined by Rhys Irwin, who is from Kilmacrennan and is currently competing in the British Superbikes Championship. Rhys, I suppose first things first, you recently announced your move from Suzuki to Kawasaki. Tell us a wee bit about what prompted the change for you.
To be honest, it was more just one of them things that that popped up. Obviously trying to move mid-season and maybe change manufacturer and change team mid-season isn't really normally the norm, but I the opportunity came up and the boys rang me, and to be honest, as soon as they rang me, I knew it was definitely going to be something I wanted to do, and just kind of went from there, really.
You had your first race on the bike at the weekend there in round 4 of the Superbike Championship, wasn't it?
Yeah, round 4 in Knockhill in Scotland. To be honest, I rode the bike on the Tuesday before at Cadwell Park at a track day. I'd done 8 or 9 laps before it started raining, and then went straight to Knockhill to race. So I didn't really get a lot of time to bed in or readjust. But no, it was good. It was really good. I qualified on the front row and 3-3 practice and stuff. I was quite competitive. But I think when I got to the races, then the lack of time on the bike and even the lack of dry time with practice being wet kind of held me back a bit. But no, to be honest, really, I couldn't have asked for much more first weekend sitting on the bike.
Right. And for someone like me that would be by no means an expert in motorbike racing, what would some of the main things that you'd have to get used to when you're jumping on a new bike for the first time?
Oh, well, to be honest, it's all the normal things, like, you know, with the seating position, you know, how you feel on the bike, and then also trying to set up, you know, get the bike set up right, you know, in terms of your suspension and all your chassis setup. But for me on this bike, the bigger thing was, so it's a different capacity engine. The Kawasaki is a 600cc, whereas the Suzuki was 750. That's obviously the Kawasaki would rev much, revved a much higher RPM. So it revved sort of 16,500 revs. So getting used to sort of trying to get the best out of the engine and try and ride it to its strengths really is the main one, or not really the main one to get used to, because to be fair, I adapted quite fast. But that was the biggest noticeable difference when I first rode the bike.
So you're through round 4. How many rounds are there in the season in total?
So we have 11 rounds in total. So I've got
You've more than halfway.
Yeah, approaching halfway. So I don't have a lot of time to get acclimatised before I have to start.
How has the season gone for you so far? And maybe what would you be looking to get out of the season after the 11th round? What's a realistic aim for you?
Well, coming off last year, you know, where I won a couple of races and had a real good year on the Suzuki. The start of this year, to be honest, really hasn't went to plan with the Suzuki guys. I had a couple mechanical stuff and then a couple other problems that were maybe holding me back underneath the surface of it all. But yeah, in terms of what I want out, I think realistically, before the end of the year, get back to sort of where I finished last year, you know, winning races, regular podium, man, and then see what pops up. And firstly, in motorbike racing, you never get to pick your opportunity. You just kind of have to take them as they come.
Yeah, I just want to take you back. Where you're from Kilmacrennan, I'm a Terman man myself. People like us, like when we grow up, you'd be talking maybe GAA or soccer. For you, you ride motorbikes at incredible speeds. Where did that shift come? Like, how did you get into motorbike racing? And just take us through maybe what age you were when you started getting into it and why you started getting into it.
Well, to be honest, as long as I can remember, there's been motorbikes around the house. Dad, he would have done a bit of road racing and stuff years and years ago. But that was when he had my older brother then, and Mum said that he had to knock the racing on the head. but yeah, to be honest, I don't really know anything different. As long as I can remember, there's been motorbikes around the house. And I started racing motocross when I was 6 in the local Airgill Motocross Championship.
When you were 6?
I was 6, yeah. Turned 6 on the Thursday, racing the Sunday, it must have been.
How old are you now?
I'm 22 now.
22, and when would you say was the first time you sat on a motorbike?
Oh, Jesus, as long as I remember, there's always
three,
been bikes
four,
ever.
Five.
Driving myself, probably motocross bike, maybe four.
So you're 22 with almost 20 years of experience on a motorbike. Listen, I can only imagine the adrenaline rush you get from riding a bike at the speeds you do. Is that the best thing about what you do?
I don't know. I think just the whole, the competing and the going the race. I don't know. But obviously when you're go out and train and stuff during the winter where there's not really much pressure, you know, race, you kind of just, you know, practice riding the bike and it's enjoyable. But I think the race weekends, you don't really get enough time to sit and enjoy, you know, how fast you're going or actually riding the bike, because you're so wrapped up in, you know, trying to get good results and all the other stuff that, yeah, I don't know. I just think when you win, it makes all the hardship worth it. So we'll say winning.
So winning is the most important thing, yeah. Come here, every sport, I suppose, has its iconic venues. You might have the Maracanã in football or Wembley. I suppose a young combat athlete might grow up and Madison Square Garden might be the pinnacle. Is there a track that you grew up as a motorbike racer that you want to get to, and have you made it there yet?
I don't know, for us,
or a venue.
Yeah, for us, I'd say it's more you get to like a level. So obviously, I done the World Championship race last year, and for me, getting to be a full time World Championship racer would be like my Madison Square Garden. You know, if I was able to be a full time World Championship racer, is that fair? I probably asked what I wanted out of it. I would say if I can do good enough to get a full time riding World Championship, that'll be plan A.
That'll be your mecca.
But yeah, in terms of tracks, I did race Daytona last year as well. I'd like to go back there. That was always one that I'd circled. So yeah, loads of stuff, to be fair. The more, just as I said before, just take it as it comes.
Yeah, I want to go on to maybe a wee bit more about the training side of things. We always hear about F1 drivers and how like it takes an incredible level of fitness. I suppose it's the same for superbike riding.
Oh yeah, yeah, 100%. I think, to be fair, people don't maybe realise how fit you have to be. But if you think you have to ride a 180 kilogram bike at 200 mile an hour and then get it to stop and change direction and speed up and hold on to it and control it, yeah, it's not easy.
What kind of training would you be doing when you're in season?
Well, I would do a lot of my own training. I would do a bit of training with Letterkenny Boxing Club, as I have done since I was, for as long as I can remember now, really. I had a bit of a hiatus, but I'm back now. But yeah, I do a lot of my own training. I do a lot of running and a lot of rowing, a lot of skiing, a good bit of cycling, and then normal kind of bodyweight stuff. Through sort of the people that helped me, I've got a kind of a good base of what to do, yeah. And then through help with my brother as well, we kind of train together, so it makes it a bit easier.
When does the off season come? When will the season finish?
Last race of the year is October, or last race of the year is October. I don't know if anything will pop up after. Or
do you get a bit of time off then?
You do. Normally I would do maybe November, December off, but then once you get to January, you've got to start training and preparing for getting ready for the following year. So you normally spend November panicking or hoping that you get a ride or whatever sorted, or trying to get all that stuff done.
Yeah.
So you only get a chance to relax, and then as soon as that's all sorted, you're into Christmas, then you're away again getting ready, everything ready to go.
That's it, pre-season.
Yeah.
Finally for me, Rhys, what does the future look like for you?
Oh, I don't know. Take it as it comes.
One step at a time.
Just keep my head down. That's what got me this far. So
yeah. Can people follow your journey? Where's the best place to keep an eye on how you're doing, apart from, of course, here on Highland Radio?
Yeah, to be fair, my social media in the last couple of years has got a good following. So my racing page on Facebook, Rhys Erwin Racing, and then obviously all my Instagram, Rhys Erwin, Twitter, everything, all it's all pretty good. But yeah, no, everyone supports me really good, and I'm really appreciative of it. So yeah, that's probably the best place.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Rhys, and best of luck with the rest of the season, and we'll be keeping a close eye on you here in Highland.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.